Proclamation number 7520, dated the February 11th, 1960. New Earth. Romans 8. No work of creation on this earth will escape the huge upheaval. It will involve everything from hard matter to the plant hyphen and animal kingdom up to the human being. Everything will be affected by a work of destruction the extent of which will surpass anything that has ever taken place on Earth. Everything will be consumed so that one can truly speak of a new Earth after the work of transformation has been completed. Thus all banished spiritual substances will first be released from their material form. But they will not be able to enjoy their state of freedom for long, since they will be bound again in new creations according to their respective degree of maturity. This is why the new creations can arise in a very short time and don't need a long process of development, because the appropriately matured spiritual substances are already present and only require different forms so that the development can continue to progress on the new earth. And these new creations will be so diverse that it will truly lead to great spiritual advancement within far shorter time than on the old earth, for the spiritual substances will not be subjected to as much opposition as is the case in the lost days, during which evil forces noticeably exert their impeding influence everywhere. And so the act of transformation will happen quickly, but no human being will be conscious of it. For those who are raptured will be returned to the newly shaped Earth, but will be unable to estimate how long they have been absent from Earth, because they lacked all sense of time. But nothing will remain in its old form. And even the people themselves will not experience their earthly garment as burdensome. To a certain extent they will already be enclosed by a more spiritualized form, although it is still earthly material substance, but they will experience no physical weaknesses and pain, and will be able to live their life on the new earth in a state which truly can be called paradise. And this state will continue for as long as people live in close unity with God. For as long as they are in direct contact with the world of light and its occupants, and completely live in accordance with God's will. In time, however, a change will take place again, when the Prince of Darkness will gain control over people once more. But that will not happen for a long time, since the first generations will still be very intimately united with God, whose power and glory they were permitted to experience, so that they would remain faithful to Him and constantly live their lives in His love and grace. As a result, the influence of people on all creatures will be most favorable to. People's love will be felt by the spiritual substances in all works of creation, and the more love they sense, the faster they progress in their development, and in this loving environment also abandon their inner resistance faster. It will gladly be of service and can often leave its form very quickly in order to occupy the next higher one, which considerably shortens the process of development compared to the previous period on the old earth. If only for the sake of this bound spiritual substance alone, people should recognize God's love in the act of transformation, for not only the human being requires God help, but all creatures sigh for release. The human being, however, has the opportunity to release himself from the form during his earthly life. If he fails, then it will be his own fault that he has misused his free will again, and so he will also have to bear the consequences, for then he will only receive what he had aimed for himself during his earthly life. Since he only desired material things, they will become his external shell. Amen.